for the sake of posterity, I understand that you have a story that came to you from your mother from an actual incident during the Civil War. This story is an actual incident, is it, that took place during the war? Now, first let me say, I believe you told me that your mother was a slave, was she?
Yes.
She was a slave, and about what year would you say that this incident took place, approximately?
I should say 1849.
1849, I see. And where were your parents living at this time?
My mother was living at that time on Amelia Island, Fernandina, Florida, where she was born.
And she had this incident actually happen to her.
She did.
I
that
see.
Is, it's
well, now,
a real story that
and
she
it's a,
heard.
I see. It is truly a real ghost story, isn't it?
A real ghost story.
All right. Well, now let us just get this story recorded just exactly as you remember the way it was told to you, see. Now, what is your name?
My name's Eartha M.M. White.
And your residence, Miss White?
Jacksonville, Florida, 611 West Ashley Street.
I see. Well, now go ahead and tell the story, please.
During the days of slavery, and my mother was a house girl on this particular plantation on Amelia Island, Fernandina, Florida. And while serving dinner in the early evening, one of the family came home, almost falling off of his horse, ran into the dining room, frightened everybody. And when he'd come to himself, he began to tell an experience he had on the road. He said just as he was coming down the big road not far from the cemetery, his aunt stopped the horse. The horse was owned by her during her lifetime. The horse seemed to recognize her voice. He whickered. He said every strand of hair stood on his head. And then he heard someone stroking the horse. And then he heard her voice. She said to him, calling him by name, "Don't be afraid." She says, "I want you to meet me tomorrow at sundown," and told him just where. "I have something for you. I am your aunt," and gave your aunt, and gave...
This is a continuation of the ghost story on the preceding record as related by Mrs. Eartha White of the Clara White Mission, the story having been told to her by her mother around 1849. Now, Miss White, we got to a place where you were telling about the aunt asking him not to be afraid that he was her aunt. Will you go on from there, please?
Just as she finished, the horse became frightened, and he more so than ever. He ran home, falling almost off of his horse in the dining room where they were eating, frightening everybody. When he had come to himself, they asked him, "Certainly, you are going to hear what she has to say and to get whatever she has to give you." Then with a sigh, he said, not me. She can keep whatever she has. I'll not be there. This is a real story. My mother always delighted in repeating it.
Thank you so much, Miss White. That was awfully nice of you to go to all this trouble to give us this story.